Well, it's not just the way they're speaking, it's also the way that they're writing. And what we're finding is that lots of the children are making common errors in their written work when they're not writing in standard English. And as a school, we pride ourselves on keeping parents informed. And we know that the vast majority of parents will support us in this initiative in order to improve standards for their children.
And what's prompted this?
Well, it is just finding lots of common errors in the children's work, but also it is high on the government's agenda as well, because it's not just a Middlesbrough problem, this is a national problem. We need to ensure that our children can write properly in order to prepare them for the world of work. We don't want them to be disadvantaged.
Because one of the phrases on the list is "giz it here," which which obviously should say "please give me it." Are you seeing children write down "giz it here" and say it quite a lot in the playground?
They do say "giz it here" quite a lot. Yes. No, they perhaps don't write that one so much. But what they do write a lot of is, for example, letter, butter, work, purple, shirt. Tomorrow, yellow. And instead of, you know, pronouncing them as letter, butter, work, purple, shirt, tomorrow, and yellow.
Some people would say, well, you've been a killjoy, you're knocking the identity out of people. But there's a serious side to it, isn't there, for when the young people get older and have to enter the field of work.
Absolutely, it's a serious side of it. I mean, I don't want any of our children to lose their identity. I love Middlesbrough. I have worked and lived in Middlesbrough many years. I was born in Stockton. It's not about us losing our identity, but it is about giving the children a level playing field for when they enter the world of work, for when they write applications, for when they complete exams in school. We don't want them spelling as they're speaking if it's incorrect. I want them to be able to know that there are two sets of rules, if you like. We're going to teach them the rules about how to speak and write properly, and there'll be occasions when they have to do that. Now, if they want to ignore those rules when they're outside on the streets with their friends, let them do that. You know, when they're text messaging or whatever, I'm not expecting them then to spell everything correctly, but there is a place and a time for everything.